This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Long with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin Healthcare, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Healthy Matters on this Sunday morning, this Mother's Day. Good to see you again, Dr. Hilden.
Good morning, Denny.
Happy Mother's Day to Julie and all the moms out there.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. I was just with my mom last night. I think she, I'm not going to hang out with her today. That's, what kind of a kid am I? Happy Mother's Day, Mom. No, I just got back from L.A. last night. So my daughter graduated from USC.
All right.
And so now we've launched our youngest now into the world. And
I bet we're going to be seeing her because I know she's a talented actor.
Yeah. She wants to break into acting.
Yeah.
So yeah, you all heard it here first. You know, 30 years from now when she's accepting the Oscar. I actually told her she has to thank her and her dad, you know, if she ever
when she gets something. You've already got it written for her.
I've got her Oscar winning speech. You know?
Excellent.
She's a great kid. No.
Well, congratulations to you and Abby for sure.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Dan.
What are we going to be doing today?
We're going to do a very special show today, a show we should have been doing for years, but this is a show I've been looking forward to. We are wrapping up National Nurses Week. Just this week, and so we are going to be talking about nursing as a profession. We're going to be talking about. I'm going to be asking for your stories of how a nurse has affected your life. We're going to take your questions, listeners. If you want to know a little bit more about nursing as a profession, and as you can imagine, I need help to do that subject. So we have brought in a very special guest today. I have Kathy Wild, who is the chief nursing officer at Hennepin, where I work, as you all know. She is the chief nursing officer and the senior vice president of patient care services at Hennepin Healthcare. Kathy, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, David. I'm so looking forward to it.
This is also an exciting time for you. Kathy is retiring after 5 or 10 years in the business. No, it's been a little bit longer than that. But she has been a nurse for, can you tell us, Kathy, how long?
44 years.
44 years. And you are retiring as Hennepin's chief nursing officer When?
On June 1st.
June 1st. So this is a fitting time to be having a discussion about nursing, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, David. It's such an honor to be here and to really celebrate the end of Nurses Week and the Mother's Day, and I think that sort of the capstone of my career.
Well, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. Most of us probably either know someone, a nurse, or know someone who either as a patient or as a family member. And so what we're going to do today is I'm going to ask you to kind of take us through the history of a little bit, as you've seen it, about what's changed in nursing and what is what's the same and what's changed. And then I'm going to ask listeners to call in, and we're going to talk about ways that nurses have affected their life. I'm going to start out by saying that there are two nurses that work in Hennepin. Jen Duplessis and Ruth Mullary were two nurses in the medicine clinic when I was a wee tadpole learning how to be a doctor, and I learned as much from Ruth and Jen, sometimes not willingly, but they used to teach me so much. I learned more about medicine from those two nurses than I have from probably any of my med school professors. So those nurses have touched me enormously. So thanks, Ruth and Jen, if you happen to be listening. Tell me about what nursing was like when you went into it. Why did you choose a career in nursing?
You know, I was very young when I decided to be a nurse. I was about 10, and my parents brought us to visit a cousin of my mom's who was dying. And we were in the hospital, and I saw the role of the nurse and the impact that they had on the care of Dale. And I decided then that I wanted to be a nurse. So it was pretty much a pattern that I took on then from 8 or 10 years old on to when I graduated from high school and went on to be a nurse. And it did not disappoint. It has been the best career I would have ever selected. It's been great.
Wow. So can I tease you? Did you have to wear the little white hat and the all that? Did you ever have to do that?
It's funny. I wore the white hat as a nursing student.
Did you really?
I did. And, of course, we just celebrated Nurses Week. So at our nursing leadership breakfast that we had on Thursday, we all had our little white hats. And if you didn't have a hat, we had some that people did.
If you didn't have one, you brought them. Where did you start your career?
You know, I started my career at the University of Minnesota Hospital before it merged with Fairview. Mm-hmm. I was there for 20 years, and then I was at Alina for 12, and I've been at Hennepin for 11 years.
So you've saved the best for last in your career, the last 11 years at Hennepin.
Absolutely.
With us.
It has been the best and probably the most rewarding for my career. It is a wonderful place with a mission unlike any other.
Yep, I would concur with that. So, it is National Nurses Week, and I'd like to just how do I want to say it? Nurses are the most important part of your healthcare team. I guess that's what I want to say. I remember when David Letterman had a heart problem or something. He said something like, "Nurses are the real heroes of medicine," and I think he was correct. I'm in with a patient a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. Every day, you know, a few minutes, and the nurses are there all day long. They're doing the vast majority of the care when you come into a hospital, when you come into the clinic. And so for everyone listening who is a nurse, just happy Nurses Week, and thank you for really everything that you do. Kathy, what's changed about nursing since you started? What are some of the things that you've noticed?
Yeah, I think there's actually quite a few things that have changed. The delivery systems have changed. You know, it used to be 44 years ago that a lot of the care was done in the hospital setting, and that's changed. More has moved to the outpatient setting. So the patients in the hospital are sicker, have more chronic disease. There's more technology. And so nurses have had to learn a lot of new systems and processes and technology to really gather their information and make decisions and critically think through what's going on with the patient.
Yeah, I think a lot of us think of that nurse who's in the hospital. And frankly, that's where I work. So that's my main connection as well. But when you come out of nursing school, do you know the setting that you're going to be working in? Or at what point does your career do you decide, I'm going to work in the clinic, I'm going to work in homes, I'm going to work in a hospital? When do nurses make that decision?
That's a great question. I think nurses think about that through their nursing program. So they have a lot of experiences in different settings. So they might be having a rotation in a hospital. They might be in a outpatient clinic. I remember even when I was a nurse, I did a rotation in a homeless shelter as a nurse. So you're really learning the whole continuum and the opportunity for nurses in the different settings. Some nurses know what they want to do. Others may explore a little bit by talking to other nurses or even want to go shadow in different settings to know what they want to do.
How is the nursing job market, just kind of on a very practical level?
It's great. The number of nurses that are retiring over the next decade is about 1 million.
Oh, goodness.
And if you look at the United States, which is about 1/3 of the nurses. So that is something that what we're experiencing right now is a lot of new grads. Probably in the last 15 years, we've never had as many nurses coming out of nursing school as we have now. So that's a good thing. But the knowledge gap is there because we have all the experienced nurses leaving. So there are jobs pretty much anywhere for nurses in any setting, whether it be outpatient, whether it be in a business or in a hospital.
So how do you, as a nursing administrator, because as I said at the top of the show, you're the vice president of Hennepin. You are in charge of probably more of our staff than maybe anybody at our hospital. How do you, when you get a fairly young, inexperienced workforce, so there's lots of nurses coming out of nursing school, how do you train all those folks? Because a lot comes from experience, and training is beyond school, I would imagine.
Right.
That must be an administrative challenge.
Yes. And I think it's really important that we partner with nursing schools so that we support mentoring when they're in their program so that they actually can see what it's like. Mm-hmm. Once a nurse is hired, we support, and many organizations do this, a new grad program, where you actually take them through a special long year mentorship where they can come back and partner and discuss issues with other new grads and really have focused learning on a monthly basis.
After you've started your job.
And it's really beneficial, and it helps integrate nurses.
Yeah, I can imagine that. What about retiring nurses, is that a national trend? You said that 1 million are leaving every year.
Actually, 1 million over the next decade.
Over the next decade, yeah.
Right, and it's certainly across the United States. And there are ways for us to retain nurses that want to maybe cut back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so offering them less hours or positions where they can come in when they want to is really important. And really retaining that rich knowledge and education for the new grads is really an important. So that's a strategy we use at Hennepin.
We're talking about nurses with Kathy Wild, Vice President of at Hennepin Healthcare of Patient Care Services and the Chief Nursing Officer. Kathy is in her last month of full-time employment. I'm going to ask her what she's going to do when she's retired, and we're going to talk to you about the ways nurses have impacted your life as well.
Yeah, we certainly do. We welcome your phone calls and text messages, 651-989-9226. We're already getting calls and text messages, too. If you want to send a text, 81807, or call us again, 651-989-9226. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters here on this Mother's Day, this Sunday morning. If you have a question or comment, by all means, call us or text us, 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. Here again is Dr. Hilden.
Thanks, Denny. We are talking about nursing with Kathy Wild, who is the Chief Nursing Officer and Senior Vice President of Patient Care Services at Hennepin, the mothership at where I work. I have two events that I want to call your attention to, so get your pencils ready or go find one. The first, if you've been listening the last few weeks, you should know about. This is the 10th year on the air for Healthy Matters. If you're not sick of me yet, we're trying, huh? 10 years. 10 years we've been doing this. So we are doing in celebration of what somebody else dubbed, I didn't, but somebody else came up with the Decade with Dave. And we are doing a live audience show of this of the broadcast. We've never done that before. It is for the June 10th show at our usual hour of 7:30. We are doing it from Hennepin Healthcare's Clinic and Specialty Center, right there in the atrium. Denny will be there. You'll be there, right, Denny?
Oh yes.
I can leave me in a lurch. Denny will be there. I will be there. I have a few special guests that will be there, and I hope you're there as well. It is free. Parking's even free. It's right there on site. So all of you, and you know who you are, who use parking as an excuse, it's no excuse. Parking is free. I hope to see you there, but we do need you to sign up so we can kind of keep our head around the whole thing. So please go to hennepinhealthcare.org/hereforhealth. And use the numeral 4, here for health, hennepinhealthcare.org/hereforhealth. And you'll see you can sign up for the Decade with Dave show. Seats are going. We have a few left, though. So please go today, hennepinhealthcare.org/hereforhealth. We're going to ask people to show up between 7 and 7:30. And then I would love to shake your hand. We're going to give away a couple of free things. I've been promised we're going to have coffee. We're going to have a
I heard there's going to be treats.
There might even be donuts. And my good friend Bill Marks from the hospital, he runs our he runs our food service as well as many other departments at the hospital. He says, don't worry, we got you covered. We're going to have some snacks for you. HennepinHealthcare.org/hereforhealth. And then also, we are doing a sort of a mini medical school kind of a deal. We're doing 3 special community education events, also at the Clinic and Specialty Center. There's one in July, one in August, and one in September, where you can come and learn in a casual, fun, lighthearted way about some medical topics from some Hennepin experts. And then we're going to – and you kind of look around the place. So there's one, for instance, in July about colon cancer screening. Well, maybe you're a little bit apprehensive about colon cancer screening. Well, Dr. Jake Matlock's going to be there. He'll show you the scope. He'll take you to the GI lab. You can look inside Minnesota's state-of-the-art GI lab. That's what we call it. The GI lab is where you get your colon looked at. So what a great way to learn about colon cancer screening from a guy who is the smartest guy around. He's the guy who knows what it's like to be at the other end of the colonoscope. So you can sign up as well for those at hennepinhealthcare.org/hereforhealth. Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is this coming Saturday is our very popular teddy bear clinic in the emergency department at HCMC, the hospital right here downtown Minneapolis. That is Saturday, May 19th from 8 to 11. The emergency department nurses and doctors and staff members will be on hand to patch up your kid's tattered teddy bear or other stuffed animal that you bring. This event's a great opportunity to help kids become comfortable with medical personnel, the medical equipment they may experience. That's Saturday, May 19th, 8 to 11 a.m. That's this coming Saturday. For more information, go to hennepinhealthcare.org/teddy. That is a huge event. It's huge.
It is, yes.
It's a hugely popular event. You're going to want to bring your kid to that. So that's enough of that. We're talking with Kathy Wild about nursing. And before we go to the top of the hour break, since I've been yakking a lot, let's go to the phone lines and let's just hear from some of our listeners.
Very good. Vince in St. Paul has been waiting. Vince, go ahead. Good morning.
Yes, aloha from St. Paul. Thank you very much to all the nurses there. I'm currently a patient at the VA hospital at Fort Snelling out there. And the nurses there, you know, the doctor sees you and, you know, all the terminology, you can't catch all of it there. The nurse explains everything to you later. You know, if you have questions, you call outside of that, and then they maybe write you a letter and all that. So I just called to say thank you to all the nurses and nursing.
Vince, thank you very much, and I hope you're doing okay. The VA is a great healthcare system as well, and I really appreciate your comment. Nurses do a lot of education, don't they, Kathy?
Yes, they do. And Vince, that is really nice of you to call in and thank the nurses, and you're experiencing it firsthand right now. And you commented on one thing nurses really do is help translate some of that, information to the patient after the physician leaves. And as Dr. Hilden said earlier, it's the nurses that are there present 24/7. And thank you for honoring the nurses at the VA and the rest of the nurses in the nation.
I've heard that more times than I can possibly count. The number of times the nurses have come and explained things in ways that the patients, you know, I've even had a patient tell me, well, I didn't understand a word that surgeon told me, but the nurse explained it to me, so it's okay. Yeah, they pull our fannies out of the fire a lot.
Right. Let's go back to the phones. Adeline is calling from Chanhassen. Adeline, good morning.
Good morning. I'm wondering if there is any treatment for venous insufficiency. I'm having problems with my legs. They're getting red and they get kind of hard. They're okay at night, but they swell during the day.
Absolutely, Adeline. Thanks for your call. Yeah. It's bad veins are kind of a common problem. Two things: compression and elevation. Give that a whirl. So compression stockings sometimes help, and keeping your legs elevated can sometimes help as well. Thank you for your call. I'm going to go to the text line, Kathy. I'm going to say I had a recent hospital stay and met three nurses. They were all different, but each was fabulous in their own way. Made the stay bearable. My sister is a nurse at HCMC, and she's a rock star.
Excellent.
Tell me how I'm going to talk a little bit more about nursing as a profession. What skill set do you find most prepares people for a career in nursing?
Well, I like to say that nursing is both an art and a science. And the science part is obviously you're learning that knowledge and evidence-based practice in your school program. The art of nursing is more around compassion, trust, respect, healing, really developing that relationship with your patient or the person that you're caring for. And I say that intentionally because not everybody is a patient as you are doing nursing, depending on what the setting is. You might be doing education or other things. But I think one of the important skill sets is critical thinking and decision making. A nurse is really looking at a lot of data, pulling all that data together, making sure we also diagnose and partner with the team, which the physician is a part of that team, to really look at what the care plan is and how we're going to move forward and move that patient.
We're going to talk a lot more about nursing after the break. We're talking with Kathy Wild, Chief Nursing Officer at Hennepin Healthcare and Senior Vice President of Patient Care Services.
Very good. We'll take a break. We have another half hour of the show to go, so don't go away. If you have a question or comment about nurses on this day, we welcome your calls or text messages as well. 651-989-9226. Line is open, 651-989-9226. Or send a text to us at 81807. Again, the text number, 81807. And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Healthy Matters here on this Sunday morning. Happy Mother's Day. And again to your Julie.
Thanks, Danny. Happy Mother's Day
and
to everybody.
Mom.
And my mother.
Who always
Everybody's
comes out
mom.
To see us at the state fair.
She does. My mom does come out a lot. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, and to Sandy as well.
Thank you. And we'll tell everybody, if they're joining us late, what we're celebrating.
We are celebrating Nurses Week today, and we've been celebrating it all week at Hennepin. It's a national week. The motto this year, the theme this year, is Nurses Inspire, Innovate, and Influence. To help us out with that, I have Kathy Wild, the Chief Nursing Officer at Hennepin Healthcare, and the Senior Vice President, at least for a few more weeks, of Patient Care Services. Welcome back to the show, Kathy.
Thank you, David.
We're going to talk more about what it's like to be a nursing administrator, and I'm going to ask you to think about, you know, what are some of the challenges for nurses in their careers and for you as an administrator. What are some of the bumps in the road? A couple things to tell you, listeners. This coming Saturday is the Teddy Bear Clinic at HCMC at the Emergency Department. That is Saturday, May 19th, from 8 to 11 a.m. Bring your child's tattered teddy bear or other stuffed animal, and it's a great experience for kids. Saturday, May 19th from 8 to 11. Also, our live audience show of Healthy Matters is coming up on June 10th. We are celebrating a decade with Dave. That is, we are in our 10th year on the air. We've done nearly 500 shows. So that is coming up on June 10th. I would love to meet you. I would love to see you come to the live show. We'll have coffee for you. We'll have a chair for you. Go to hennepinhealthcare.org/hereforhealth to give us your RSVP. It is free of charge. Denny will be there. I will be there. I've invited a few guests. We're going to do a little talking about sleep medicine, a little talking about diabetes. It's going to be a great show. And please do go to hennepinhealthcare.org/hereforhealth to sign up. Parking is free. It's June 10th at our usual time. 7 to 10 a.m. is the whole morning, but the show will be on at 7:30. Okay, we are talking about National Nurses Week. And Kathy, you are the chief nursing officer. First of all, what is that? What does the chief nursing officer do? What do you do in your day-to-day job?
Well, I'm part of senior administration at Hennepin Healthcare, and my job is to make sure that we have the resources to do the work that we need to do. My job is to make sure the systems and processes support patient care. So that may sound like a lot of mumbo jumbo, but it's really about the environment of care, making sure we keep our patients safe, that we have the kind of tools and equipment to do the job, and that I'm responsible for nursing practice wherever it's practiced at Hennepin Healthcare, whether it be in a clinic or in our MVNA home health or hospice, or whether it be in the hospital setting. So all nursing practice would be my responsibility.
So you have four or five people that report to you?
I have 12.
Now, how many nurses are there in our system?
We have about 1,500 nurses. And if you add advanced practice nurses or nurse practitioners, that would add a couple hundred more.
Yeah, so you're responsible for probably the largest group of people at our place. What are some of the challenges of nursing, first of all, from an administration point of view? What are some of the biggest challenges you're facing?
I think the challenges come with thinking at a big picture healthcare reform. Mm-hmm. And what's happening out there is we are seeing people live longer and have more chronicity in their patient conditions. So the patients we have in the hospital setting are more complex and typically more ill. The transitions of care are really important as we have more and more baby boomers coming out there in the world. The importance of alternative settings like long-term nursing care, skilled nursing facilities, home health. Our desire would be to keep people in the home as long as possible. So we have to pay attention to the whole continuum of care, not just what's happening in the hospital or in the clinic that we have at Hennepin. So it's challenging to do that. It's more of a drive to make sure we plan carefully for the patients and get them to the right setting when they need it.
I've heard it said, and see if you agree with this, that the focus in our healthcare system on the hospital is really going to shift over the next decade or two. Is that true?
Absolutely. And I think it's really shifting right now where we actually are partnering every day with alternative care settings to make sure we can find the right place for the next level of care for our patients that are hospitalized.
I've heard it said that healthcare needs to go to where people are, at their homes or at the nursing homes, and in the even the clinic is not where, you know, but it's the hospital is not where people live their life. And
That's just right.
You know, it's just one setting.
And I think, David, it really points out the opportunities for nurses, too. There is jobs wherever you want to go across that whole continuum. And, you know, telehealth nursing or nursing education, or it's not always hands-on patient, you know, direct patient care.
So what do your nurses now, at a more of an individual level, I bet it's an extraordinarily rewarding career, but what are some of the challenges that you individual nurses are facing in their daily life? I would imagine it's a fairly stressful job.
It can be really stressful. And, you know, it might be that, you know, all of us are humans, right? And we have other things happening in our lives. When you come to work, you want to make sure you're all in and really can focus on what your work is that day and caring for the people that you come into interaction with. So that's really important, making sure you have the right resources, making sure you have the right skill set, making sure you feel open to asking questions and get the support that you need if you don't have the tools and equipment to do your work. So sometimes it could be resources. Sometimes it could be you don't have the tools at your fingertips. But always asking for help and is part of what I do too, is making sure that I can provide the kind of support people need.
So we're talking about nursing at different levels of care. Here's a I'm going to read some of the text messages, which I've been kind of ignoring here for a little bit, but I want to get to some of these. Someone says, please speak to the myth that nurses working in nursing homes is a lower ranking of the nursing profession. Nurses touch each and every one of us. So that's what we were talking about, is nursing at different levels of care.
Yes, I would not put them at the, you know, I don't think nurses are ranked in any way. I think a nurse is a valuable contributor to the healthcare team, and nurses play a unique role as part of that interprofessional collaborative team, no matter what setting you work in. So long-term care nurses, a shout out to you. Thank you so much. You are going to be more needed than ever in the future. As we all age.
I would think so.
Yes.
I would think maybe some of the most important people.
Absolutely.
In nursing or in our entire care profession would be people who are nursing in
Absolutely.
Long-term care. I would agree with that as well. Here's a person who says, I was a practicing LPN for 47 years. Best years of my life. Hard work, hard on the body and mind, but I always felt humbled by the thank yous I received from my patients. So a couple comments about that. What's an LPN, Kathy?
An LPN
is that common?
Yeah, you know, LPNs were sort of the foundation of nursing before we actually went to registered nurses. But more and more we have fewer LPNs. We still have some practicing in our healthcare setting at Hennepin Healthcare. More, though, we are going to bachelor's in nursing as really an entry level to nursing. We still have associate degree programs, which are a two-year program. Most of those nurses may come into the workforce, and nearly 100% of them are going back to school for their bachelor's degree. But LPNs still play a valuable role in a variety of settings.
Tell you what, should we take a call? I know we have to break, but let's go to the phones. And if you do have a question or a comment about our show today, about nurses, call us or text us. Alice and Lindstrom. Alice, what's your question or comment?
Good morning. My comment is how great it is to have a nurse within our family and how great it is to be able to call her and say, Dad's having some dizzy spells or his blood pressure is pretty high. And she's right there to help us to decide what to do. And she's in home caring now. She's been a nurse for about 25 years. And I think it's super good that we have nurses within our homes. It's just comforting and thankful that she is able to help us out in the time of need.
Absolutely, Alice. I'll bet many of us who have a nurse who is in our family or that we know or in our circle of friends, I'll bet that person gets calls a lot.
Absolutely. Alice, my parents do the same thing to me, and I love it. We are good educators and really can support you, and your comment about nurses in the home is great. That's another setting where nurses are really supporting you to stay in a home setting.
I tell you what, we need to take a break. We'll do that very thing. We'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question or comment about our show today, by all means, call us or text us. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. It's 8:24 on this Mother's Day morning. We're talking about nursing this morning on the show. Welcoming your calls and text messages. 651-989-9226. Text 81807. Before we grab more text messages, Eileen is calling from, I think, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Eileen, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
I wanted to talk about a nurse that helped in our family. We had a family member who was seriously injured in an accident, and he was transferred to our city hospital and had had injuries like he would have in an accident. But once he got to our hospital, his speech wasn't right. He wasn't processing what he wanted to say correctly. And we thought it odd, but we wouldn't say very much. The nurse came in and immediately said, "Is this normal?" And we said, "No." She got in gear. She talked to the surgeon we were interested in, who was in surgery, and said, "As soon as you can, get down here." She contacted other physicians. And because of her knowledge and her help, we were able to move quickly on the issue and take care of the problem. And we still appreciate her to this day.
Eyes, it's good to hear from you. I know this caller.
You do?
Yes, I sometimes call her Eyes. That's my Auntie Eileen. And I think I maybe know the story. Kathy, thanks for the call, Eyes. So in this case, the nurse was able to kind of coordinate the care with all the doctors.
Absolutely. And that is one of the key things nurses do. And it's about working as part of a team. So the nurse may see something and really explore different things with the patients and families that the doctor may not know. So that narrative is really an important piece that nurses play.
Somebody is texting in something to that effect. In addition to the medical staff, there are others that keep things running, nurses, aides, housekeeping, maintenance, security, and many more. So it is really, healthcare has become sort of a team-based sport, hasn't it?
It's totally team-based, and everyone brings value to the patient care team, no matter what setting you are in.
Kathy, could you talk a little bit about a career path that includes nurse practitioners? There is a texter here that about being able to diagnose and moving. This person has moved on to get an advanced training in nurse practitioner. What is that?
Yeah, a nurse practitioner is a nurse with an advanced degree. They have master's degrees, and they go on for a specific certification as an advanced nurse practitioner. And they can see patients independent of a physician, and they can diagnose and treat. And it's all part of the scope of practice of an advanced practice nurse based on the state laws on nursing practice.
If I could, I'm going to read about, there's several text messages here just about what people's comments about their relationship with their nurses. Here's one that says, "A big thank you to Wanda Alexander and HCMC for their support of parish nurses." Here's another one that says, "The nurses that provided care to my elderly mother in the Mankato Hospital were wonderful. They were skilled, efficient, warm, and friendly. I couldn't thank them enough, so I took them cupcakes." I love that one. I wanted to mention, here's another texter. "I wanted to mention some big changes in nursing that I have experienced in my careers of 40 years. This is the person that is the nurse practitioner, can diagnose, treat, and prescribe, and provide primary care to individuals of all ages. One more here that says, my two sons and their wives are all doctors. My wife and I are very blessed. I like to remind them that the nurses make the doctors look good." Is that how it goes, Kathy?
I think that was well said.
Okay, I will honest to gosh say that is 100% true. It is 100% true. A day does not go by in my medical practice where I don't partner with the nurses I work with. And yes, indeed, they make the doctors look very, Good. So that is an absolute truth right there. We have been talking to one more comment. I'm a nurse recently retired. There never was a day that I didn't want to go to work. Every day is different. How many jobs are like that? That's from Diane from Watertown. Kathy, you are retiring in 3 weeks. Thank you for your service. Thank you to not only to Hennepin, but to all the patients. You have probably touched thousands of people.
Thank you so much. I really am honored and blessed to have had such a rich career, and I'm really looking forward to the next journey wherever my life takes me. Thank you, David.
And thank you so much. Thanks for being on the show, for talking about nurses. If you know a nurse, say thank you this week. It's National Nurses Week. And don't forget to go to hennepinhealthcare.org/hear for life to sign up for the Decade with Dave show. Mm,
quickly, next week on the show,
we're going to talk about women's health and wellness next week. We're going to be talking about menopause and related topics, so you'll want to tune in for that.
Join us for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.